The Lord's ministry on earth was nearly over. Having taught the people once again, Jesus left the temple and climbed the Mount of Olives. There he pronounced a long prophetic discourse about events concerning the nations, Israel, and the Lord's second coming. He foretold that false prophets and messiahs would appear, who would deceive many people. He exhorted believers not to be shaken by the terrible calamities that would come upon the world, and warned his disciples that before all these things took place, they would be arrested and persecuted. "You will be handed over for trial in synagogues," he said, "and be put in prison. You will be brought before kings and governors for my sake, so that you will become my witnesses. But make up your minds not to worry how you will defend yourselves, for I will give you words and wisdom that none of your adversaries will be able to resist or contradict." Jesus warned believers that members of their own family would betray them. "You will be handed over by your parents, brothers, relatives, and friends," he said, "and they will put some of you to death. Everyone will hate you because of me. But he who stands firm to the end will be saved, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come." The fulfillment of this prophecy began not long after the death of Christ. The apostles and the early church were persecuted. The gospel was preached in the world, while wars and natural catastrophes shook the nations. But the Lord's prophetic vision was also contemplating a far more distant future. Beyond the calamities that were to come upon the nations and the church throughout the centuries, he saw the terrible events of the end times. Frequently, in prophecy, one accomplishment prefigures others. So Jesus first announced in greater detail the coming judgment that was going to fall on the Jewish nation. He spoke of great distress in the country and of wrath against the people. He foretold the siege of the holy city by pagan armies and the defiling of the sanctuary by the abomination that causes desolation, which had been spoken of by the prophet Daniel. He told believers to flee to the mountains in haste, without returning home to take anything with them, in order to save their lives. "The Jews would fall by the sword," he said, "and be carried away captive to all nations." This happened during the invasion of Palestine by the Roman armies and the fall of Jerusalem in AD 70. The Jewish population was massacred, and the survivors were dispersed worldwide. Many Christians, however, saved their lives by fleeing to the mountains, as the Lord had said. In this great prophetic discourse, however, Jesus was also contemplating the distant future. He was looking at the great tribulation and the end-time coming of the Antichrist, followed by the second advent of the Son of Man, with his return in glory. Speaking of the time just prior to his return, he said, "There will be great distress, unequaled from the beginning of the world until now, and never to be equaled again. If those days had not been cut short, no one would survive, but for the sake of the elect, those days will be shortened." Then Jesus again warned believers about false messiahs and false prophets, who will appear, he said, and perform great signs and miracles to deceive even the elect, if that were possible. He announced that Jerusalem would be trampled underfoot by the nations until the times of the Gentiles were fulfilled. He spoke of terrible signs in the heavens and on the earth, the sun and moon becoming dark, stars falling from the sky, and the raging and tossing of the sea. "Men will faint with terror," he said, "at what is coming on the world, for the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds with power and great glory. He will send his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heavens and the earth to the other." Next episode, more exhortations and parables.